never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. Now in the street there
is violence. And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Our theme of the week is home automation. If you have any interest in learning more about what you can do in your home, check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. There's all kinds of links to smart home resources, the Sonos, which I think is the most incredible MP3 extension.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool little thing you got
system,
there.
The Sonos, yeah. S-O-N-O-S. Basically iPod for the house. You have this little remote control, looks like an iPod.
Your little wireless iPod.
You just walk around, and whichever room you're in, you're saying, okay, I'm in the living room. You click on the, and it's got a real nice color screen, and pulls up the album art, and you can say, okay, in this room, I want to hear punk. And then go upstairs to the bedroom and say, okay, here I want to hear, you know, whatever. So
as you're
walking through the house, you just basically say, oh, I want this sound file to play. And it just pulls everything off your computer.
Cool.
So
yeah.
It is the ultimate little system out there at this point. So you can get that link as well as lots of other links, again, at our website, datadoctors.com. It is under the radio show section, so check that out. All right. I was trying to get a little background from Ernie about his machine that keeps shutting down. Apparently, it's a cranky machine, angry spirit, and it doesn't like to work. Is that correct, Ernie?
That's about right.
Now, is this something that happened over time since you got it new? Give me some background.
Well, the computer's 2 years old. This problem just started 2 weeks ago, and I took it in to get repaired, and they can't seem to figure out what's wrong with it.
Now, it shuts down. Is it pretty consistent, like it shuts down after X number of minutes, or is it real random?
Initially, if it's not hasn't been on for a while, when I turn it on, it'll shut down after, like, 5 minutes. Then try it again, and then it does it in 3 minutes, so it progressively gets worse.
Oh, so it does. Okay. So it definitely sounds like you have a heat-related issue.
Yeah.
Right. Does it just shut down just suddenly? Or does it go, Windows is shutting down, and then...
It just
physically powers down.
Yeah, physically powers down, and the screen goes blank.
Yeah, that's not good.
That does sound like a heat issue, yeah.
You definitely have hardware, so power supply, motherboard, memory, could be any one of those things. Most likely, the most obvious are going to be processor and power supply.
Yep. Yeah.
So did they replace any of that stuff, just to see if it would make a difference?
Well, they're saying that I need to buy a new motherboard, probably. They haven't confirmed that yet. And the power supply, they put a new power supply on it, and it works fine. I mean, it does the same thing.
Okay. So, yeah, that probably is the situation. Because if you have, and if you examine, I don't know if they actually look. We do this all the time when we get these kinds of things in our shop. We'll look real close at all the little capacitors in there. Mm-hmm. And invariably, you'll find caps that have blown. Not enough to keep the machine from starting up. But
enough to shut it down if it has a heat issue.
Yeah, as soon as the circuitry comes into play, it goes, How do you spell that, by the way?
There's some G's and Q's and R's.
Got a couple A's in there.
So
yeah.
It sounds like you're on the right course. If you have the time and initiative and want to do that, I mean, you could pull the motherboard out and get it into a very well-lit area so that you can really examine those components, but you're probably just going to confirm their diagnosis.
Right.
I could just change out some components, or do I actually have to change the entire motherboard?
No, you're going to have to change the motherboard because these are soldered items that are on there. I mean, I'm sure if you found somebody that knew board level, you know, all that, but by the time you're done with all that, new motherboards are...
Yeah, just get a new board.
Now, the downside to that is a new motherboard means your Windows operating system is going to go nuts on you when you change the motherboard, because all the drivers that are essential to the operation of the operating system are going to be different.
Unless I buy the same motherboard that was in the computer.
Which is not too likely if it's 2 years old. They turn too quick.
Yeah.
eBay. Yeah.
So that since you know that up front, because you were smart enough to call, make sure and get your critical stuff backed up before you switch out.
I can't even get it backed up because it won't stay online. Enough.
Right. No. Pull the hard drive out of there.
Okay.
Put it in another machine. Get your critical stuff backed up before you put the new motherboard in. Because see, what will happen is as soon as you put the new motherboard and you fire it up the first time, Windows is going to say, oh, I found a bunch of new hardware. And it goes, I'm going to put this driver here. And this. So all your old motherboard drivers will be in there. And then all the new stuff that it thinks it is going to be in there. And it can become a mess. Sometimes it goes okay and you can clean out the old stuff. How familiar with the registry are you?
Not too familiar.
Yeah, see, this is like a pseudo brain surgery thing that goes on. So what may end up happening, and if you haven't done this, maybe this is a good time to do it anyway, you could basically do a fresh install on a new hard drive or on the existing hard drive so that you have a clean copy of Windows, you know, because it's going to run a whole lot faster if you do that anyway.
And then you can have your second hard drive hooked up, plugged into it, so you can get all your data off of it and all your documents and stuff.
Isn't it nice for us to spend all your money for you?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It's not going to be a couple of pennies after.
Well, it's going to be complication, too. So it's time and money that's going to have to be played into with your situation. So, you know, it's one of those things. You'll have to decide whether all that's worth it or if you just want to go get a new box.
Well, something interesting leading up to this, the computer began not to detect my CD, my DVD writer, my A drive, and so forth.
Oh, that's good.
So
well, yeah, that's...
started to do these little things every once
in a while. It was indicating of its angry spirit early on.
Yeah.
And those are all motherboard components. All those controllers are actually integrated onto the motherboard, so it's probably just another indicator that everybody's on the right page here for the diagnostics.
Very good.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's the fun when you start to upgrade or replace. It's
Yeah.
It can get kind of wonky. Wonky, isn't that the technical
wonky.
Term?
Wonky.
Yeah, you look that one
At least
up.
You can spell that one.
Wonky. Let's see if we can help Ed out or if Ed can help us out. You got some input or question about wiring in the home?
Actually, I have a recommendation.
Great.
And first off, I wanted to just congratulate you on your success as a national company. I think it's wonderful that an Arizona-based company goes national, particularly going after a national company like Best Buy in their backyard. So you are to be congratulated.
Well, thank you. Actually, thank you what we're trying to do, that just happened that we were going to Minneapolis, but basically what we're trying to do is set up these neighborhood-style stores instead of the big box store, because there's a bunch of big boxes out there, and we all know what that means when it comes to convenience. It's,
you're a number, too, them, too.
You know, it's just not possible in a large environment, so that's really what we're about, and we're proud to be from Arizona. We want to be the biggest and baddest in the country, and we appreciate your kudos there, Ed.
Yeah, it's great. And I have to give a disclaimer. I am a friend of Rosie Romero's.
Now, not too many people will publicly acknowledge.
So and I have not given him this recommendation, so you may claim it as your own.
All right.
And take advantage of it when next time you talk to either Rosie or his son, Romy.
Absolutely.
I want the recommendation.
Now, here's the deal. You're talking about, you know, future-proofing a house. I have a recommendation for both new construction and remodeling, and it's based on my own experience. I am personally remodeling my home with Rosie's recommendations as to what things I'm doing right and what things I'm doing wrong. But one of the things I would really recommend to anybody for future planning is to have a, in the cavity of any wall, in every room, a 1-inch diameter PVC pipe coming down with an outlet into the room.
Yes.
With a drawstring that goes into the attic.
And having gone through what that helps with myself personally, I agree with you 1,000%.
And it's obvious, but people overlooked it. I mean, I have put in, I'm remodeling every room, and I finally figured this out on the third room. You know, you can do the plumbing, you can do the cable TV, you can do the television, you can do your surround sound, but there's always something else that you want to be able to pull up.
Yeah, that
the
one
attic.
More thing you just got to have there.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to recommend is, if you do the 1-inch PVC, it's no longer a code issue. Most wires that you find buried in your wall, you say, man, I'd like to be able to, you know, it's been abandoned like an old telephone line or something. You say, I'd like to be able to have this thing pull up a new line up into the attic. Of course, it's stapled to the studs. And if you go with a 1-inch diameter PVC, of course, it slides in. You don't have to worry about code issues.
Well, the other thing is if you have that, and even if you don't have a drawstring, at least you got a shot with a fish tape, right?
Exactly. But the other thing I want to recommend is once you pull the drawstring out with your new cable, be sure to pull another drawstring with it.
Right.
For the second generation of stuff you want to put in there.
And you know what? It always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm always saying, oh, my God, I wish I had thought about this. One last tip, and again, you can claim this as your own. Call Rosie and said, I had this brainstorm over the weekend, and he'll just be so envious.
Yeah, because nobody will know that we had this conversation.
Right.
Now, when you have this 1-inch diameter thing, it's much easier for the guys who thread it if instead of doing a 90-degree angle at the top going to the attic, you do a curved 90-degree bend. So it's more easy to retrieve the line. So those are my tips. You're a great guy. One last thing. I got to tell you, 5 years ago, I was a computer novice. I've been listening to you every weekend. Most people now ask me for advice on computer things, which are really remarkable, but I attribute most of my knowledge to you guys, and I really want to thank you for it.
Well, super. We converted a cybertard into a cybernaut.
Yeah, well, actually, you a weekend warrior contractor into a guy who actually can understand computers a little bit better.
Well, Ed, that's about as good as it gets for us, and it makes it all worthwhile. We really appreciate your feedback, and keep it up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, I'm blushing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to tear up, actually.
You are. You need a tissue?
Yeah, we got to go to break.
Here you go.
Actually, it is time to take a break. We appreciate everyone that chimes in and is part of the show. But when we come back, we still got another segment. See if we can give you a little more edutainment back right after this.